It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's apple season. I was just at an apple orchard the other day. There was a lot of variety to choose from.
The latest fruit monitoring report from UW-Madison is out. Many parts of the state are reporting great harvests, but northeastern Wisconsin hasn't done as well after a cool spring.
If you end up coming home from an orchard with a massive haul of apples, like I did, the next question is, what do we do with them all? Apart from, you know, eating them.
Cafe owner and apple fan joins us with recipes for cooking with apples and to make the case that even unattractive apples can be good food.
Laurel Burleson is owner of Ugly Apple Cafe and is using her skills to promote waste reduction and local agriculture in Dane County. Laurel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I know at Ugly Apple Cafe you do a lot more than apples, but is there something about apple season that you get excited about having this abundance of local apples to work with?
I mean, definitely. So we called it the ugly apple because it's kind of one of those great examples of like this time of year, there's so many apples and you have to do kind of anything with them to keep, you know, using them so they don't go to waste. So, I mean, just the abundance and the plethora of like different types of apples and different things you can do with apples. It just kind of always blows my mind every year.
And the ugly part of this, I know a big part of your work is trying to cut back on food waste. Why is it important that even if it's not a pretty apple or insert other produce here, we still find a good use for it?
Well, the farmers, especially in Wisconsin, work, I mean, all farmers everywhere, I'm sure work very hard. But I personally have met so many farmers in Wisconsin and I know how hard they work every day making these products that are delicious and nutritious. And for anything to get thrown away just because it's not aesthetically perfect is just outrageous. Like, these foods need to be appreciated and enjoyed in whatever form they come.
What other kinds of things, we'll get into recipes in a bit, what other kinds of things do you like to do with apples apart from just eating them?
Well, there's lots of cool things you can do with apples. One that I really like to do and have done a lot kind of for the later season apples is making apple marmalade. That is kind of like shredding apples and preserving them kind of in sugar so that they keep their structure. It's kind of like the opposite of making apple sauce, but we also make a lot of applesauce and apple butter too. That's a good way to use like a lot of them all at once if you end up with too many, like a big bushel of apples. But then I also really like to bake with apples and kind of celebrate kind of the sweet and savory nature of them, like pairing them not just in pies and fritters, but also with like onions and winter squash and kind of appreciating the sweet savory mix.
You mentioned that apple butter. You've provided us a recipe along with a couple others. We'll have them up at WPR.org. What goes into making apple butter?
Very basically, you make applesauce. So just cook down your apples and blend them up. And then you take that applesauce and cook it extremely slowly, either in a slow cooker or in the oven. You can do it on the stove too. It gets a little dangerous. It can be easy to burn. But you just cook it down until it's really just like dark and rich and more closely resembling like a peanut butter than applesauce. And from there, you can kind of put in whatever little spices you want, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, bay leaf, anything kind of in that realm. You just have to be careful because whatever you start with in the big batch will get super concentrated and reduced in your end product.
And then what goes on to happen with apple butter? What do you like to do with it?
Well, for us, we put some in our apple cider donuts that we do for Door Creek Orchard, True Coffee Roasters, and we have at the farmer's market right now. But it's delicious even just on its own. I like pairing it with like some cheddar cheese and some crackers, or you can, you know, make a peanut butter apple sandwich with it. Those are the popular ones in my house.
It is apple season. We're talking to Laurel Burleson, owner of Ugly Apple Cafe in Dane County, getting great advice on using our abundance of apples this time of year. Laurel, I want to talk about a variety of apples. We've got a lot of great choices from sweet to tart and crunchy and soft and things like that. How important is it to match up the right kind of apple for the use? And I'll ask for some specifics in a minute, but do we want to make sure we're picking the right apple for the right job?
Yeah, Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially when you want a texture that will match. You want something that's going to be like firm and hold up a little bit more dense if you're baking with it, because otherwise you're going to end up with, you know, apple pie soup rather than a nice apple pie with some structure. And same thing, like, you know, I have 5-year-old twin boys and they love apples, but like I have to be careful not to give them one that's too tart, because then they'll, you know, they'll get nervous. They'll get scared away at five. They make strong impressions of things if they don't like them right off the bat. So I got to make sure they're a little sweeter for my guys. But yeah, I think for some apples, you can kind of use kind of a broad range, or do some experimenting or do a few different types in a pie or in a recipe like that. But then you definitely want to make sure texturally and sweetness wise, I would say that you're choosing kind of the right apple for the job.
Well, with applesauce, that, hey, maybe we're going to make it into apple butter later. Is that one where we want to be fussy about apples, or can we kind of mix and match?
I like to mix and match. I think especially because the apple season starts really early some years. You can get kind of the first season apples in July. And they don't hold very long, and they're very juicy, so they break down really easy, but they are very tart. So I like to kind of get some of those and make them into applesauce and freeze them. And then when I have other sweeter varieties later, I mix them and then reduce that all down into butter.
Here's a hot topic for me right now. I was just at an orchard and my wife and I were thinking, okay, we want to do a flatbread pizza with apple slices like some cool pizza places have. But yeah, we don't want one that's going to be mushy. Do you have varieties that you would suggest for that's going to hold up on pizza and keep some of that crunch?
Yeah. Well, one of my favorites, and I'm trying to remember now if I got it from which orchard I got it from. I think it was Blue Roof, but I think Liz also has them at Door Creek right now, or not right now, but soon, is Great Northern Greening. It's like a tart. It's a giant apple. It's a little bit tart, and it holds up really nicely in baked goods. Like, it's kind of my favorite one to do like an apple tart with, or I used some in apple fritters last year. I don't think they're coming in maybe quite yet, but maybe pretty soon. And so I feel like it's kind of like a Granny Smith, but with like more flavor and a little sweeter and bigger. They're really big. I also like some of the russets for that. They maybe aren't quite as dense, but russet apples, they're called that because they're kind of brown on the outside. So they fit as like the perfect, like ugly apple. And they hold up pretty well. And they just have a really nice, complex flavor of like sweet, tart, tangy kind of mix.
In the savory world, another recipe you shared with us, pork chops with apple, bacon, cabbage. I like the sound of that. Tell us a little bit about this recipe.
Yeah, it's really fun for the fall, even into the winter, really. I feel like I've done a variation on this even for the holidays, like a pork roast. And you can kind of use any kind of variety of apple that's like a little bit tart, and it's okay if it kind of breaks down and blends in, because the cabbage is going to maintain its structure. So if the onions and apples kind of melt away into like a delicious sauce, it's just fine. But also if you end up with some apple pieces, then it's a nice little surprise, like a little sweetness. And so I feel like you can kind of mix and match and figure out what you like best. Do a little experimentation.
That sounds fantastic. Laurel, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Laurel Burleson is the owner of Ugly Apple Cafe in Dane County. You can find her at the Monona Farmers Market and selling inside the Dane County Courthouse and the City County Building. In peak apple season, the local chef joined us to share recipes. We've got a few of those going to go up on WPR.org, and what she loves about reducing food waste and cooking with apples.